The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Now, let me give you some updates on stories that we have covered in the past. Many of you will recognize the name Coach Joe Kennedy. Coach Joe Kennedy had been at Bremerton High School in Washington State for several years, very successful coach, loved by his players, loved by the parents of his players, and fired by the school district. What did he do? What terrible thing did he do? Was he accused of sexually abusing some of the boys on the team? No. Was he accused of cheating in the football games? No. Was he accused of running up the score on the other team? No. Multiple drunk driving arrests? No. Doing drugs with the kids in the locker room? No. Grand theft and larceny? No. So what did Coach Joe Kennedy do to get fired? He prayed. Yeah, he prayed. And that's P-R-A-Y-E-D, not P-R-E-Y-E-D. He prayed. Many of you will remember the story. One time, he'd been a coach there for many years. And one day after the game, he was just kind of overwhelmed that everybody was safe. They had a good time. The kids had a good time. There was good sportsmanship. Nobody got hurt. And so at the close of the game, he thought, man, I'm just going to go out and thank God. So all by himself, without any fanfare, without any announcements, without telling anybody, he went out to the 50-yard line right in the middle of the field. I don't know whether he got on one knee or two knees, but he knelt just for a few moments, and he just gave God thanks. He thought, yeah, I'm going to do that the next game too. Again, didn't tell anybody, didn't invite any of the kids, just thought he would pray. Well, after a couple of games, some of his students said, hey, coach, what are you doing out there? He said, I'm praying. I'm thanking God that, you know, we had safety. And so a couple of the kids asked him, I get this straight, asked him, hey, coach, can we pray with you? And this is almost verbatim as to what the coach said to the kids. It's a free country. Nobody can stop you. Yeah. This is a free country. Nobody can stop you. Well, a little bit of time, more and more and more of the team started joining them for prayer. Voluntary, not required. It was the kids' idea to join him in prayer. And before long, kids from the opposing team heard about it. And when the game was over, kids from the opposing team would join them and they would have a time of prayer on the 50-yard line, just thanking God for safety and good sportsmanship and so forth, until one parent. Do you remember the story now? Do you remember this? This is back in 2015. He had been doing this for 7 years. 7 years he had been doing this. One parent supposedly called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We're not really sure whether anyone did or not. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation got involved, wrote a letter to the school board and said, separation of church and state, we're going to sue you. And so the school board got together, had an emergency meeting, and told Coach Kennedy, you got to stop that. You can't pray. Coach Kennedy said, yeah, I can. This is a free country. That's what I told the kids. This is America. This is a free country. Of course I can pray. And they said, no, you can't. You are leading the kids in prayer. He says, no, I'm not leading anybody. They came voluntarily. School said, we don't care. You got to stop. He refused. He got fired. Now, all of this started back in 2015. It has been in court, out of court, in court, out of court. Back this past January, it made it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court refused to hear the case. They refused to hear it. One of the justices was very sympathetic. Sam Alito, Justice Samuel Alito, said there could be serious constitutional issues in Kennedy's free speech claim. But anyway, the majority of the Supreme Court said, nope, we're not going to hear it. So it was kicked back from the Supreme Court, and lower court ruled again against Coach Kennedy. And that's where we are at today. Quote, the nonprofit legal group representing Kennedy, the First Liberty Institute, has vowed again to appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, this is where it gets really interesting. Since Donald Trump has been president, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has been flipped. It was by far the farthest left, farthest liberal court in America. It has now been flipped. It's obviously not completely conservative, but it is predominantly conservative. And so First Liberty Institute is going to try to get this to go back to the Ninth Circuit Court. Mike Berry, general counsel for First Liberty, said, quote, we are disappointed in this decision, but we are undeterred in our mission to obtain justice for Coach Kennedy. For almost five long years, Joe has had to miss coaching the game he loves. Joe has fought, first as a U.S. Marine, then as a coach, to prove that every American has the right to engage in individual religious expression, including prayer in public without fear of getting fired. He knows this fight is not over. So again, the Supreme Court did not rule against him. They just refused to hear the case, and it was bounced back to the lower court. So First Liberty Institute is determined to get this to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals again. Been going on since 2015. That is a case, obviously, that we will want to keep our eyes on. Here's another one, just quickly. Remember when Chuck Schumer, speaking of the Supreme Court, Chuck Schumer blatantly threatened two justices on the U.S. Supreme Court that they could be harmed, they could be injured if they didn't vote the way Chuck Schumer wanted them? Serious stuff, folks. Now, Chuck Schumer went on the floor of the Senate and says, well, I shouldn't have used those words, but I wasn't making a threat. Read the quote. Listen to the audio. It is an absolute blatant lie when Chuck Schumer says he did not threaten the justices. He did. It is clear. Well, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, is calling for Chuck Schumer to be censured by the U.S. Senate. Whether this will come about, I don't know. Holly's resolution, which was co-sponsored by 14 senators, is calling for Chuck Schumer to be censured for the comments, which it describes as, quote, an attempt to unduly influence the judicial decisions of the Supreme Court of the United States and to undermine the vision of the founders of the United States of the complete independence of the courts of justice. I hope this is not dropped. What Chuck Schumer did, I think, is illegal. And I think a censure of Chuck Schumer by the U.S. Senate is the absolute least that should be done. The least. It was unthinkable, inexcusable. And yet, he is a liberal left Democrat, so... Last week, one of our listeners said, is anything going to happen? My response, nope, probably not. We can only hope. We can only hope that Chuck Schumer will have to pay some kind of price. Just an unthinkable thing that he did. All right, quick break.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
How many times in the last, 30 years, 10 years on Saturday, 20 years now daily, have I warned you, have I begged you, have I pleaded with you, please be an LTD. Listen, think, discern. Don't run off half-cocked. Don't jump to conclusions. Check things out before you reach a decision. Boy, here is an example. Did you hear this story about Bojangles? Now, Bojangles is a chicken place down in the South. I don't think Joy and I have ever been to a Bojangles. We've seen dozens of them, but I don't think we've ever been to one. Anyway, they got chicken and biscuits, and it's a fast food chicken place called Bojangles. They're based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, President Trump was in Charlotte recently at the Bojangles Coliseum. Okay, the Coliseum is sponsored by Bojangles. All right, here's where the story comes in. It was reported all over the internet that a Bojangles within walking distance of the Bojangles Coliseum refused to allow Trump supporters into the restaurant. Now, get the irony of this. Trump is meeting in the Bojangles Coliseum, and a local Bojangles says, nah, if you're for Donald Trump, we don't want you. We're not going to let you in. People went crazy. It went viral. We're gonna picket. We're going to boycott. This is terrible. This is horrible. This is awful. We can't believe they did that. This is discrimination. Okay. Now, here's where the story gets muddy. And the bottom line is, we're not really sure. The young manager of the Bojangles says he saw this enormous crowd of people walking towards his restaurant. Far, far, far more than he could handle. The big rally had just let out, and this huge crowd of people, Trump supporters, they were at the rally, were coming towards his restaurant, and he panicked. He thought, I can't handle all these people. What am I going to do? The only thing, I'm just going to shut down. And so he locked the doors. Well, that's where the speculation begins. People at the scene assumed that he shut down because they were Trump supporters. The young manager says, no, that wasn't the case at all. I was scared. It was a dumb decision. I shouldn't have done it. But we couldn't handle the crowd, and I didn't know, so I just shut down. Then a picture shows up on the internet, taped to the door of a Bojangles. We're not exactly sure whether it's this Bojangles or not, but it is a sign taped to the door. And it says, and I quote, "No one allowed in wearing Trump hats or shirts. You will be asked to leave." Okay. The internet goes crazy again. In fact, even more crazy. Now we are really going to boycott. Now we're going to picket. Yeah. The problem is there is no proof that any manager put that sign on the door. In fact, if you look at the picture really carefully, it is taped on the outside of the door and not the inside. And so there's a great deal of speculation. Somebody put it there just to incite negative feelings about Bojangles. Bojangles has responded and said, "Everybody is welcome in our restaurant. It was not closed because of them being Trump supporters. However, we have fired the young manager because he made a bad choice." And so here's the bottom line. We honestly don't know. The young manager says, "It wasn't because they were Trump supporters. There were just so many of them, I couldn't handle it, and I panicked and shut down." Bojangles said it had nothing to do with Trump. Then there's the sign on the door. The sign is taped on the outside, not the inside. Bojangles says, "We didn't put the sign up. Somebody else did to make us look bad." Where is the truth? We honestly don't know. But I think it would be wise to at least give them the benefit of the doubt. And by the way, even if it was true that this one young manager is anti-Trump, why would you boycott the entire chain for one employee at one restaurant? Because we love to jump to conclusions, go off half-cocked, and we are often controlled by our emotions rather than our intellect. Don't be that person.